The Iliad, Disc 10.
Sarpedon, seeing his brothers in arms in their unbelted battle jackets, downed at Patroclus's hands, called in bitterness to the Lycians. "Shame, O Lycians, where are you running? Now you show your speed. I'll take on this one and learn what man he is that has the power to do such havoc as he has done among us, cutting down so many and such good men." He vaulted from his car with all his gear, and on his side Patroclus, when he saw him, leaped from his car. Like two great birds of prey, with hooked talons and angled beaks, who screech and clash on a high ridge of rock, these two rushed one another with hoarse cries. But Zeus, the son of crooked-minded Cronus, watched and pitied them. He said to Hera, "Ay, sorrow for me that in the scheme of things the dearest of men to me must lie in dust before the son of Menoetius, Patroclus. My heart goes two ways as I ponder this. Shall I catch up Sarpedon out of the mortal fight with all its woe and put him down alive in Lycia in that rich land? Or shall I make him fall beneath Patroclus's hard-thrown spear?" Then Hera of the wide eyes answered him, "O fearsome power, my lord Zeus, what a curious thing to say! A man who is born to die, long destined for it, would you set free from that unspeakable end? Do so, but not all of us will praise you. And this, too, I may tell you, ponder this. Should you dispatch Sarpedon home alive, anticipate some other god's desire to pluck a man he loves out of the battle. Many who fight around the town of Priam sprang from immortals. You'll infuriate these. No, dear to you though he is, and though you mourn him, let him fall even so in the rough battle, killed by the son of Menoetius, Patroclus. Afterward, when his soul is gone, his lifetime ended, death and sweetest sleep can bear him homeward to the broad domain of Lycia. There friends and kin may give him funeral with tomb and stone, the trophies of the dead." To this the father of gods and men agreed, but showered bloody drops upon the earth, for the dear son Patroclus would destroy in fertile Ilion, far from his home. When the two men had come in range, Patroclus turned like lightning against Thrasydemus, a tough man ever at Sarpedon's side, and gave him a death wound in the underbelly. Sarpedon's counter-thrust went wide, but hit the trace horse, Pedasus, in the right shoulder,